On episode 432 of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, we meet Rob Perlman and discuss his book, Body by Starfleet, A Fitness Guide. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/432.
Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness? The 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is here for you. I'm your host, Alan Meisner. I'm an NSAM certified personal trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise and fitness nutrition. Let me be your coach as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go.
Our guest today is a pop culture expert and the author of more than 20 books, many of which are about Star Trek. He's a self-professed nerd and a Trekkie. With no further ado, here's Rob Perlman. Rob, welcome to 40 Plus Fitness.
Thanks so much, Alan.
You know, when I saw your book, Body by Starfleet, A Fitness Guide, I had to get you on this show. There's just no way. I'm a science fiction fan. I would not say as far as fanatic. You know, I'm not the conventioner. I'm not the person that's going to collect a lot of things. But I really, really do enjoy just sitting down and watching something like Star Trek because it kind of expands my mind. It makes me think things differently as you kind of go through these stories. And it just gives them so much creative opportunity that I really enjoy science fiction. So when you kind of pair up that with, you know, my love for fitness, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is really, really cool.
It's like two great tastes. It tastes great together for you.
And they do, you know, this is not two great things you put together and taste like crap. This actually works, you know? And so, As I got into the book, basically it was just really cool. You used the series and kind of put that all together to say, you know, how do I get myself fit? What are some exercises I can do? And you often paired them up with a character or characters from the series just to really make it fun. And then, you know, the artwork, you know, I guess you got a guy that was doing some art for you to draw these exercises out. So there's visual interpretations of what it would look like, which is also really, really good.
Yeah. The artist whose name is Jason Kaiser did an amazing, amazing job illustrating all the different steps for all the exercises.
Okay. So, you know, I guess I'll come off with the first question and I kind of have an idea, but I wanted to hear from you. Why is fitness important to members of Starfleet?
You know, I think with any organization, regardless of the size, you're only as strong as your quote unquote weakest member. You know, Starfleet has always had each other's backs, whether it's in, you know, the Dominion War or any other large scale conflict or just on the bridge of the Enterprise. Everyone is all rooting for each other. It's, you know, they're not going to leave anybody behind. So part of that is being as physically fit as you can. I mean, obviously, there are people who have different fitness levels, who are differently abled, but at least everyone tries their hardest to pull their own weight.
Yeah, and you're not the red shirt that's going to disappear after the first 3 minutes of the episode. You know, you're meant to be on this earth for a long, long time. And so being fit for task, I think, is really, really important. And that's what you kind of saw. Most of the characters on there were generally fit. There were some characters typically on the wrong side of the things that weren't all that fit.
Exactly.
But they were effectively like a military style unit. They did things by rank. And so, you know, fitness has always been an important thing for, you know, the military. But, you know, anything you want to do in life, you're going to need the fitness to do so. So I'm excited to kind of get into some of the things that we can do as we are members of our own Starfleet. Our body is our spaceship. And what can we do to make it as fit as possible?
It's very philosophical.
Okay. Well, we're just flying through space, right? And it's like, boldly go. And, but, you know, I think a lot of people, when they hear the term workout or, you know, they hear train or they hear exercise, it's easy to get overwhelmed. And I like how you approach this and thinking, this is not something that you have to go to a full service big box gym to have all the different implements because, you know, of course, everywhere else, and you know, and in Starfleet, they had access to, you know, tricorders and all these other tools and gadgets and phasers and tractors and all this stuff. We don't have to have that much to do what you're having us do in this workout or these exercises.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, it definitely helps if you've got standard gravity. I think
at least one.
You know, when I started working out, I was extraordinarily intimidated, and I didn't like working out. And quite honestly, it's still not my favorite thing in the world. But I noticed that if I was able to have fun with it, if I was able to, quote unquote, engage, pun sort of intended, with the people around me, or even just sort of internally, the workouts were going faster. They were a little bit easier. My mind was a little bit occupied. You know, when I was consulting with Chris Tutela, who was my trainer on the book, I wanted to make sure that the vast majority of these exercises were accessible for people of all different fitness levels, and especially for people who didn't necessarily have a gym membership. So I think probably 80-85% of these exercises are just body weight. And then, you know, as you progress, there's ways to increase the strength level on things. You can incorporate dumbbells or resistance bands, or, you know, some moderate pieces of equipment like, you know, benches and things like that. But for the most part, it's really body weight and very accessible for people of all different fitness levels.
Yeah, I like the way that you scaled these. You know, you can go from being an ensign to a lieutenant to a captain on some of these exercises. So mm-hmm. there is a progressive model here for many of them. And they're a lot of them are pretty much compound movements, good focus on core, a lot of cardiovascular work,
yeah. So
a good balance of exercises. And, you know, as I kind of went through, I'm like, you know, this is going to cover everything. And these are, you know, some of these are, I wouldn't say redundant. They're just different ways to approach kind of the same thing, but you can piece these together. If someone were going to go through, like, you know, they get it and there's all these different exercises and, you know, so there's some Spock stuff, there's Tribbles, there's O'Hara, you know. You stayed away from a lot of the captains, but you got into Riker and some of the other first lieutenants. You got into a lot of it, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of, I want to work out like Captain Kirk, or, you know, quit a lot of that. But, you know, as you got into them, there's a lot of exercises, a lot of opportunity for us to do. And I like the way you said it. It's important. It's fun. And there's a way to go about this. It's not a go do all of them or here's a workout, kill yourself. You've set this up very, very holistically for us. Can you kind of talk how someone should go through the book and use it as a tool?
Yeah, I think to your first point, I tried to pair up the exercises, all of which are actual real exercises, with characters or situations that felt organic to it. I didn't necessarily want to shoehorn in a character just to have them in the book. So Riker's leg extensions made sense because you're sort of mimicking the very unique way that Riker sat in his chair. Or, you know, Tilly's sprints make sense because there were a couple of scenes of Tilly sprinting around Discovery. The book is organized, you know, with stretches and warm-ups, then conditioning, then powering up your warp core, then exercises for your upper body, lower body. And we ended it with special exercises for non-humanoid species, because even a Horta needs to work out every once in a while. So I always recommend that everyone start with the stretches and the warm-ups, regardless of what you're doing. And you don't have to do all of them. These are just sort of simple movements just to get your body ready and get your blood pumping a little bit. And then we didn't want to make this a one-size-fits-all book. So we wanted people to consult with their own trainers, consult with their own doctors, really think about their individual needs and goals and fitness levels, and sort of pick and choose which upper body, core, and lower body exercises they wanted to do. There's about 30 or 35 exercises, and we certainly don't want everyone to do every exercise all the time. That would be a little bit much. But, you know, sort of pick and choose, and then you can sort of gradually build on that for half an hour or an hour. You know, the conditioning workouts are really supplemental to the upper body, lower body, and core. So if you wanted to do conditionings on, let's say, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then work your upper body on Mondays or lower body on Tuesdays, we really wanted to give something for everybody and a little bit of a smorgasbord for people to choose from.
Yeah. And each exercise, in addition to the picture that kind of displaying it, you go through a very cool way of explaining how to do each exercise, you know, your starting position, and then the movement pattern. So it's real fun. And I we've said that several times. I think that's, if you like Star Trek, even remotely like Star Trek, and you're looking for some exercises that you can do just about anywhere, which, you know, I don't usually talk about the timing of us recording, but we are right now in a lockdown. I had to close my gym. And so everybody that was going to the gym now doesn't have access to that. But yeah, this is something you can do on your own, and you can do it still complying with the distancing that you need, because you can do it in your living room. You can go out and, you know, if it's a sidewalk or a set of stairs and around you, you can, you know, go up those. So there's a lot of variety here and a lot of opportunity, like I said, for you to stay active during a time when it's probably going to be pretty good to get away from the press and think about something fun like this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So really, like I said, it's a cool little setup. I like the way it's everything structured. I might have to have you explain how some of those non-humanoid exercises work, because I had a hard time visualizing some of them. But for the most part, all of them are really easy to follow. You go through it. Each movement's well described. So it's, again, pretty cool little book.
Thanks. Yeah, I wanted to get people laughing while they were doing squats. So, you know, for the casual Star Trek fan, there's plenty to enjoy. But I also inserted lots of different Easter eggs within some of the exercises for the real hardcore people to get to.
Well, I like I said, not exactly hardcore, but I got a lot of them. And I thought, okay, this is a fun book. I define wellness as being the healthiest, fittest, and happiest you can be. What are three strategies or tactics to get and stay well?
You know, I think they're, for me at least, they're mostly mental. You know, making the decision to embark on a fitness routine, that was key for me. I was feeling lethargic and tired and not very healthy, and my clothes were fitting a little weird and just didn't feel mentally on my game. And I just decided I'm going to make a change. So I started going to this gym. So that was step one for me. Step two was being consistent and keeping at it. And, you know, I'm not a morning workout person. I'm just not that awake enough for it. So my workouts have always been after work in the evenings. And, you know, sometimes the commute home isn't very good, but I made a promise to myself just to get off that bus and do what I needed to do and then get to the gym and do it. And remembering that hour or an hour and a half at the gym was just for me, and that I was working toward a goal. And, you know, I think third for me has always been remembering why I started this in the first place. It wasn't to be the thinnest or the most muscular or the fastest. It was just to make positive choices and positive changes in my life, which could then affect change for me, but then change for everybody else too. And I think I tried to make it clear in the book that this isn't about being the fastest or the skinniest or the best basketball player. It's just about making those small little changes that could lead to bigger changes and bigger changes and, you know, have a ripple effect on that.
I really like those. Rob, if someone wanted to learn more about you, learn more about the book, Body by Starfleet, A Fitness Guide, where would you like for me to send them?
I think the best place is just my website. It's robperlman.com. It's robperlman.com. And there you'll see Body by Starfleet, the other Star Trek books I've written, and a bunch of the other books I've written as well.
And you can go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/432, and I'll be sure to have a link there. So Rob, thank you for being a part of 40 Plus Fitness, and live long and prosper.
Thank you, Alan. Talk to you soon.
It was really nice to be able to inject some fun into fitness. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to learn more, do more with me, check us out on Facebook. You can go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/group. We have an active Facebook group with weekly challenges, all kinds of fun stuff. I share interesting articles. And if you have any questions, I'm always on there to help you where you need help. So go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/group and join the 40 Plus Fitness Facebook group. Thank you. Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness podcast, we have a return visit from Dr. Anna Kabeca to discuss her new book, Keto Green 16. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.